The World Cup continuing today, day number 7, as one game is in the books. Portugal with the 1-0 victory over Morocco. Joining us on the line to talk about it is John Molinaro, chief soccer reporter for Sportsnet.ca. And John, a great start for Portugal. Cristiano Ronaldo with his 4th goal of this tournament off a header from a corner. But, you know, after that, Morocco put up a pretty good fight and definitely had their opportunities in that second half. What did you make of today's game?
I thought Morocco, on the balance of play, were the better side today. The goals against Cristiano Ronaldo notwithstanding. And I thought he did well. I mean, a lot of people will complain about Morocco left him unmarked in the box. I don't think that was the case at all. I think it was a matter of Ronaldo being quite smart with his movement on the corner kick. That aside, I thought on the balance of play, Morocco, as I said, was the better team. Such great ball movement, such great control. Portuguese coach Fernando Santos said after the game that, he said it was inexplicable how Portugal couldn't, retain possession. And he said, obviously, this is something we're going to have to rectify. And he's quite right. As I said, I thought Morocco, controlled it for large stretches, and a bit harsh on them because I think they've played some great football in this tournament. But to see them go eliminated after 2 games, after, a pretty good performance against Portugal and, a late own goal against Iran where they lost that one, it's a bit harsh. It's a harsh game sometimes, and Morocco has found that out today.
Yeah, definitely some bad beats for this team so far in the World Cup. As like you mentioned, they are done, the first team to be eliminated. So what do you make of Portugal now? They get the 3-3 draw against Spain in the opener, and then today they get the victory. But as you mentioned, maybe the effort level and some of the play wasn't particularly good. Does this change your view on how you see them in this tournament? Did you have them going far at all at the beginning? How do you look at Portugal now?
My view hasn't really changed. I mean, I had them going around to the quarterfinals. I don't think there's any question that they've played some good football in this tournament, especially against, Spain in the opening game. But I think they just have to obviously step it up. As I said, Morocco was the better side on the balance of play today. You wonder where the goals are going to come from aside from Cristiano Ronaldo. He's accounted for all 4. I think Sancho said it, great today. He just said how they really struggled to retain possession, and Morocco is a weaker side with all due respect to them. So I think that's cause for concern. That said, they've got one more game to go against Iran. You have to like their chances against the Iranians in that one. They're sitting on 4 points. So, barring a catastrophe, they're going to go through to the second round. So, some teams gain momentum as group stage progresses, and that could be Portugal because they're sitting on 4 points, but haven't really, I don't think, reached their top form yet. So perhaps the best is still to come from them.
So we'll look at another Group A matchup coming up at the top of the hour as Uruguay takes on Saudi Arabia, and it's Russia leading this group right now. And of course, the big opening win over Saudi Arabia 5-0, but a nice result yesterday against Egypt as they take it 3-1. And a lot of people were talking about this Russian team coming to this one, how the expectations were low. I mean, they were the second lowest ranked team, I think, coming into this tournament. But so far, 2 wins and 6 points atop Group A. What do you make of Russia's performance so far?
I think they've been the story of the tournament thus far. I'm count me as among one of those pundits who didn't think they would go very far in this tournament. I mean, I thought maybe they would get through to the round of 16, but, other than that, I thought they would kind of struggle in the group stage. But, they've proven me wrong so far. Dennis Shereshev, who has come in as an injury replacement in that first game, has been lights out. I mean, he's got 3 goals thus far. And he's just been he's very much a fringe player on the Russian national team, but he's just kind of stepped up in a big way. And I think that's kind of the story of Russia, this Russian team. They're greater than the sum of their parts. They're not a particularly flashy team or have glittering stars, but, they're gelling quite well and they're playing nice. I think all this comes with a rather big asterisk in that, the opening game was against Saudi Arabia, I would argue the weakest team in this tournament.
Yeah.
And against an Egypt side that relies far too much on Mohamed Salah for its offense. So, fair play to them. You can only beat the teams that are placed in front of you. But I suspect it's going to get much tougher for them from here on in. And Uruguay for the final group stage game is going to be tough. And then depending on who they draw in the second round, it's going to be tough for them as well. So it's a great start from the hosts. I mean, you want to see the host nation do well. And, you know, they're understandably quite giddy over their start. But I wouldn't be planning any parade routes just yet.
John Molinaro, chief soccer reporter for Sportsnet.ca, joining us here on the Jeff Blair Show. I'm Rob Wong filling in for Jeff today. We saw yesterday Neymar limping out of Brazil's training session because of pain in his right ankle, which is not a great sign. And of course, Brazil with that 1-1 draw against Switzerland in their opener. And, you know, Neymar, of course, as we know, a big piece to say the least. What do you think this does for Brazil's chances potentially if he cannot go next time out?
Well, I don't think it's actually the worst thing in the world, to be perfectly honest. I was pretty unimpressed with him in that game against Switzerland. Now, granted, he came in for some, you know, rough treatment, and he was the recipient of some rough tackles. But, yeah. You know, I think he's the type of player who likes to hang on to the ball a little bit too much sometimes. And I think that was the case against Switzerland. He, you know, just trying to sort of work his way through players as opposed to passing it off. And I think when he holds on to possession for that extra few seconds, it slows down the attack. And, you know, there are times when he slowed it down much to Brazil's detriment. They're a deep team. If Neymar can't play, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. Granted, they're a better team with him in the lineup. And, you know, I suspect that if it's, you know, he's only not going to play if it's serious, right? I mean, he's got to be, I think, you know, essentially without a limb or dead to miss a World Cup game. So, you know, I think it's much ado about nothing. I mean, he did train yesterday, so we'll see what happens. But as I said, I don't think it's the end of the world if he can't play in Brazil's next game.
You know, one of the more intriguing groups for me, and they've only gone through one go around so far, of course. Not many have gone through two, of course, but Group H, and we've seen Japan get that win yesterday over Colombia, down to 10 men very early in that contest because the red card, of course, to Carlos Sanchez. But Senegal with a pretty strong performance against Poland yesterday, and I mean, you could have made the case, I think, for either any of these four teams heading into it, but through one go, it's Japan and Senegal. What do you make of Group H?
Yeah, I'm with you, Rob. I mean, I sort of called this the group of death before the start of the tournament because I could have seen any four of the teams going through. I think it's very evenly contested. You know, it was a bit surprised that, you know, obviously the red card played a big difference. But it's a bit surprising to see Colombia at the bottom of the group this far. And I thought Senegal did really well. I mean, I don't think enough people appreciate how good they are. I mean, Sadio Mane is coming off a really strong season with Liverpool, but they're a well-rounded team. And I mean, Mane had a pretty quiet game yesterday, and yet they still managed to score two goals. So, as I said, not at all surprised that you know, it's tight, and I suspect it will be right down to the end.
So we know Cristiano Ronaldo, of course, has the four goals, and we've seen some other impressive team performances as we touched on with Russia. But what's the other big storyline? Is there a specific player that's really stood out to you so far through the first, you know, 6-7 days of this tournament?
Well, as I mentioned before, I think Denis Cheryshev for Russia has been, you know, I think he's been sensational. And he has three goals in the tournament. You know, he came on as an injury replacement early in the first half of that opening game. Went on to score two goals, and then he scored another one yesterday. And as I said, I mean, he's very much a fringe player. He only had about, I think, 12 caps for Russia before the start of this tournament. But he's been immense. And that's what you need in tournaments like this. You need sort of players, even of marginal, who are not necessarily, you know, key figures for the national teams to sort of step up in a very big way. And I think he's done that. The other thing that's kind of stood out for me is just how many sort of goals we've had off set pieces and free kicks or corner kicks. It's we haven't had a tremendous amount of goals from open play, so I'm not sure what that's a sign of or what that's a trend of, but it's just remarkable how many sort of dead ball goals we've seen come from dead ball situations. It's pretty remarkable, and I think there's been a lot of own goals too. I think five or six thus far, so a lot of defenders and players making mistakes out there, or just a lot of weird deflection. So it's kind of been weird in that sense as well.
With the amount of surprising results we've seen so far, and I mean, every game has really been good so far in this tournament. Is that just a case of They are the best players in the world. We have the best on best at this tournament, of course. But is there a case of, you know, teams still just trying to get used to each other? And I know they play, of course, leading up to this in qualifying and in friendlies to get ready for the tournament. But, you know, through the first 6 days or so, is it still teams just trying to get acclimated to each other, acclimated to these games? What do you make of the results that we've seen so far?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of acclimation process going on. I think, you know, what amazes me is we haven't had a 0-0 draw yet. There's been goals in every game. And you know, maybe I'm putting too much into this, but I think Russia's 5-0 win against Saudi Arabia on the opening day of the tournament, I mean, that sets the tone, right? I mean, I don't think anyone is really surprised that Russia beat Saudi Arabia. I just don't think many saw them scoring five, and it's very rare for any team to score five goals in a game. And maybe that just kind of set the early tone for the rest of the field, saying, hey, look, if Russia can score five goals, go out and be aggressive and attack and don't sort of lay back. I mean, to be sure, you know, teams are going to feel each other out because they don't necessarily play each other. You know, they may have faced each other in international friendlies before, but they don't see each other on a regular basis. But I do think there might be something into that with that first game with Russia hammering Saudi Arabia, just kind of setting the tone for the rest of the group stage.